turn with me to 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. Hallelujah. Starting with the first verse down to the fourth verse. And I bring this out because I want to bring out the fact that a true believer is endowed with the desire to worship God. And we never allow man to affect us and keep us from worshiping God. Amen. We still have some that are in the church that don't know how to raise their hands and loosen up with God. Amen. And they're holding back some of the blessings and the breakthroughs that they have need if they just worship God. Amen. It's a natural thing for a believer to worship God. And your victory is in the worship. I've never seen major breakthrough until I learned how to worship God. And I'll tell you, it'll wipe that pride clean off on you. Amen. And you will set a few others around you free. You can't walk in somewhere praising God and not feel the presence of God. And it'll change people right there in that room. You know why? Because God comes in the room. The Bible says, my spirit dwells in the praises of my people. Hallelujah. You want to break things off people that are in just out and out sin and they're bound up and binded up by the devil? You just get around and start worshiping God and talking about Jesus. Amen. Because they'll perk up. The Spirit of God will cause them to hear. Amen. And by the way, we don't just hear with our ears, we hear with our heart. Hallelujah. For with the heart and believe in the righteous and with mouth confession. You got that scripture? It says, and David spake unto the Lord. There were some words. David just had a major victory. David just killed the giant Goliath. Amen. He was on a high mountain. Amen. Some of you got your jobs and you're on a high mountain. Amen. You ain't never been there before. That good. Amen. And now you see and taste that the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And David spake unto the Lord and the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. You have an enemy in your life? The Lord will deliver you from that enemy. Some of them are people. Some of it's drugs. Yoo-hoo. Are you out there? Amen. Just a touch couple, you know. But whatever it is, you got giant in your life. And God wants to cut the head off that giant. How many are fed up and sick and tired of putting up with some of the things that are going on in your life? Put praise in your mouth. Like a horse, like you put a bit in a horse's mouth. You brighten your mind, start praising God and acknowledging the fact that the Lord is delivering you from these things before you even see it happen. How many are sick and tired of cigarettes? Man, I loved those things. At one time, I did, man. I just loved it. I smoked it, chewed it, sniffed it, snorted it. Isn't that right, Jeff? But I found out what my problem was. You pray and ask God and he'll tell you. He said, it's your heart. See, I thought I was hooked. But he said it was your heart. You love him. And I asked the Lord to take desire away. You know what? I start praising God that I was delivered. I woke up the other day and God said something to me. I never heard him say clearly told me the other day. Because there's been things that are troubling me. The fact of the matter is, everything that you received when you got born again is prepackaged and it's already there. All you got to do is start acknowledging that God's already doing it in your life and praising him for it and giving him the thanks. Acknowledge him in that area of need. Apply God's authority in that situation. Is God higher than that? Who wants to go to that higher place? I'm not going to give you some big intellectual mess today. I'm going to give you Jesus. Amen. David said, spake unto the Lord and the words this day, that the Lord hath delivered him out of the hand of all his and out of the hand of Saul. And said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Notice he said something. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. And he said this, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. You know what a horn does? It makes noise. It makes sound. Amen. By the way, we have them blow the shofar 8 times. Are you up to it? Amen. We're going to do that here in a little bit after the... And I said we're going to blow that horn all the way through October. Isn't that right? October's God's year. And how many here want to get it right with God? How many here want to give a special sacrifice? Amen. Ask God to get so out away from your tithes, something different. Amen. And give him something you never gave before. Amen. And the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Notice how that all coming up. My high tower. God is going to take us to that high place this year. He has spoken it, and it will happen. And some of us are already there. All we got to do is acknowledge it. Somewhere where you've never been before, you're going there. You're on your way. Amen. You're not the same person you was when I first met you. And you're not about to turn back. Once you experience God where you're at, you never want to go back. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll tell you what, you're happier than you ever was. And the joy becomes your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. And His joy encompasses you around about. Amen. And He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In Him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Notice how He's saying, and my refuge, my Savior, thou savest me from violence. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Psalms 50. Notice what David just declared. He said all these things out of his mouth. He was giving praise and honor to God, what God was to him. Amen. And notice David was experiencing deliverance from Goliath. Saul, who was Saul? Saul was his enemy because he took Saul's place. You're going to have a few enemies, please God, because you're going to make them mad because you're blessed and they're not. Amen. But we're supposed to pray for them. Amen. And when we pray for them, they don't straighten out, then they get worse. I found that out. If they get too pressing, then God take them out. Who? For me? Yeah, you. God sees the apple of his eye. We're the apple of his eyes. Isn't that right, Jeff? Boy, I'll tell you what. You don't want to touch a God's child. I can tell you that right now. You're heading for trouble. Saved or not saved. You better honor your brother and love him. And double honor those who are in authority to you in the Lord. Just out of respect to God, not the person. Well, you want to respect the person, but more so from God. If God says, you better do it. Amen? Because if you don't, you're going to miss out on God's blessing. You all got Psalms 50? I don't. 50. I'm going to show you, and God showed me. Amen. I want everybody in here getting loosed up and praising God. Amen. I want you to get free. So you come in here and shout and dance, jumping down, and get excited about Jesus. You don't know it, but there's people coming in here and experiencing the presence of God when you do that. Amen? Hallelujah. And you know what? The bars and places where they have parties and drinking gatherings and that's not the place where we're supposed to get excited and happy. Amen. That's just the devil trying to steal the joy of the Lord, and he'll never do it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This became one of the most powerful tools in my vocabulary, in my life. Nice. You know, when I came to God, I had so many things happen in my life that I didn't know what was up. I didn't know what was going to happen next day because there's so many things coming at me. You know when the devil comes at you most? When you're at your weakest point. When Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came and tempted him with a loaf of bread. He said, if thou be the Son of God, turn this stone into a loaf of bread. He'll always come at you at your weakest point. Amen. I'm finding that out. How about you? You got Psalms 50, verse 23. See, I don't say the verse. I don't want it up until I get there. Amen. Now listen to this. Repeat after me. I will praise the Lord with all my heart and with all my mouth from this day forward. I'll let no man, no beast, no demon, no devil from hell stop me from this day forward to openly praise my Heavenly Father. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm about to show you a scripture of absolute breakthrough. How many of you want complete victory in your life? How many have figured out you can't figure everything out? You figured that much out. That's what makes God God and you His child. Amen. If you knew everything, you wouldn't be here today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Whoso. Now, when He said whoso, that means whatever. Whoever. Isn't that right? Whosoever offereth up praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, that's an old English word, direct your words to what God says. See, I just read to you what David said. Isn't that what he said? What all he was to him? I could have wrote them all down, but we don't have time for that. But I'm just saying, if you put your word in line with God's word, you allow it to move in and take over. And I'll tell you what, when I got a hold of this revelation, I was set free. Oh my, you know, I had such a burden just facing the next day. How many have been there? I used to wake up with fear and just afraid. Why did I wake up? I didn't want to think about what's going on in my life right now. And you know what? As the years went by serving the Lord, I got less and less. I wake up now just automatically happy. There ain't nothing bothering me. How many get tired of things bothering you all the time? If you're going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, then you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life. The way you make Him Lord is by ordering your conversation aright and giving Him glory in every area of your life. The thing of it is, it's the finished work of the cross going to bring you to the other side. It's not about you working it out. Well, I got to do this, I got to do that. No, I got to work it out, I got to do this and this. Don't worry how long it gets you there. Just talk about it. Open your mouth wide and tell God and the people around you how good God is to you. God don't have a problem getting to you. He has a problem you getting to Him. I'm telling you the truth. Well, you think it's so, preacher, there with all your money. You're right, I got a lot of money. My father owns it all. Amen. When you acknowledge that, you learn. He didn't create me to go around just meagerly going around just little bits and pieces. Oh, Lord, please give me a dime. I just read to you what God said He does 1,000 times. See, that problem is God's got a big vision, but it's your stinking thinking. Your vision is too small. It hasn't come up to where God is at. The only way you can get there is by acknowledging His word, by right thinking, right saying, and living right. If you want anything that'll interfere with your confession, is living in open sin, knowing that you're not doing right. Now, I'm not picking anybody about, but you need to know. The Bible says, warn those that are unruly. I'm not picking on you. I've been there. I've done just about everything you can do. I was the worst of the worst. I'm like Paul. There was nothing any worse than me. When I lived in the flesh, I loved it in flesh. But it got me, it just hurt me. All I experienced was death, desperado, and desperation, brokenness, broke, busted up, and disgusted. I don't know if you know this, God is glorifying the church. We are experiencing transfer of money to the church. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Amen. And when we get in line with His word, and your life in line with His word, you are going to come into that higher place, and God's going to open up doors you cannot open. And one of the biggest revelations I've been receiving in the last couple of years is that God is really in control. The only thing He isn't in control is you. And when you begin to say what He says about it and acknowledge His ability working through you, then you come out with His glory on you and you'll get these things broken out of you. Well, you don't know how hard it is. Why are you worrying about it? You ain't going to do it. God is. He can always come up with a way to do it. He's always got a remedy. Remedy? Did I say that wrong? Remedy? You all know what I said, though. He has the answer to your problem, amen? He is the answer. When He said I was the way, you know, I remember when I got that revelation when He said, I am the way. That revelation, I am the way? Wow! My mind expanded. Well, if He's the way, then duh! He's the way! What am I doing trying to do all this myself? Think about it. You've been stroking flesh too much. You've been enjoying too much of your flesh. Amen! Ask God to take you out of it. I don't want to be in this dead flesh anymore. He might just take you out of here. But I don't think Jesus said, I want you to be a living sacrifice, holy in God. And by the way, you're not going to be holy unless you accept His righteousness. You're not going to do anything to make yourself perfect. He made perfect by His blood and through His name. Amen? That's a whole new teaching. Look at you say, I need to know that. Then stick around for a couple of years and find out how good God really is. Amen? Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, Jesus showed up this morning. He's in this room. He's already talked to you. He's already said some things to you, hasn't he? Let me see your hands of those who already heard from God. I like to go to a church where you can hear from God. I don't like to go to church and play church. I don't want to just look goody-goody and do, you know what it is. I want to go where I can hear from God, know that I'm pleasing God. You know, one of the worst feelings you can ever have knowing that you're not pleasing God. Or to know whether you've been forgiven of the stupid mess you made last week. When I heard that, I'll never forget that time when I heard that scripture, His mercy would every day. Wow! Because I blew it yesterday. You ain't telling me you haven't been there, buddy. You mean your mercy's renewed today? You have mercy on me? Oh, God, forgive me. It's forgiven. Hallelujah. You can't beat that salvation, man. Muhammad and Allah and all those other gods, they can come close to God. Especially when it comes to the love of God. Amen. You know, when God's not in it, when there's no love. When there's no love present, or you can't feel the love of God, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples when you have love one toward another. The love of God flows, place. The most strongest common denominator a Christian has in a church is the love of God presence, place. How many here feel at home here? Nobody standing over and saying, we can't do this, can't do that. You sinner! You don't have to remind people they're sinners. They know it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go to hell for that. Well, they already know it. They want to hear something good about God, amen, and how God could take care of your problem, amen. The fact of the matter is, it's not really your problem. Jesus took the problem. When you say my sickness, not your sickness. He himself bore our sickness. He himself bore our sickness. It's no longer, I give this thing to you, God. You took care of it on Calvary. That's what I like about her testimony. That's why she's in here today and standing up and healthy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Whoso offereth up praise glorifieth me, and to him, you ought to write that. Say me, that ordereth all his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. The power of death and life is in the tongue. And those who love it shall, a man's belly is satisfied by the fruit of his life. Out of the abundance of a good man's heart, good things to pass. Some of you Christians remind yourself of that. Instead of spewing out all that bit. You know what I'm talking about, cursing. I put strong on confession because that is taught more as an answer to your problem than anything. Amen? And when you praise God, when you even speak the word out loud, that is a form of praise. When your life, you're living your life in obedience to what you know you should live, that is a form of worship. When people honor God in their bodies by not doing certain things, God receives that as worship. And then God goes ahead in your behalf and blesses you. Amen. Everything about the gospel is a blessing to you. Amen. Don't let somebody say, person, well, you know, it can't be always about what God's done for you. There's some things you got to do. I don't know what, other than do what God says for you. You can't formulate life without God's presence. I know some people lead with education, but every person that I have seen that got highly educated and got a lot of money and experienced success, there's other issues going on in their life that make them miserable and they can't enjoy it. True prosperity is prospering God, amen, to where you can have things in life and be a blessing to God, amen. Yes, that's what Jesus meant when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Think not for tomorrow. Don't get caught up in what's going to happen tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take care of itself. He said, think not for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take care of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, whatever evil can come to you, God's got more than enough grace to get you through it. Some of us don't want to go through it. You know that? Some of us, well, I just want everything made perfect. You're living in a dream world. Everything isn't perfect. Why? Because we live in a fallen world. Amen. But God did ordain it that we could have heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Jesus said, I pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And he released his blessing for your life while he was on the earth. And he asked God, his last prayer, he asked God to show them that you love them as you love me. That was his prayer. Woo! Now I'm going to tell you something. They don't come out with this, but Jesus had a treasure, and them people rich. It wasn't just money. They had whatever they needed when they needed. Amen? Money is an object thing. Hello, it's a tool. Amen? When Proverbs says money answereth all things, well, if you got enough money, you'll get a car. If you got enough money, you can go buy a house. With God, you don't need money to a house. Hey, can move on somebody, and that house will be yours. Amen? That's how we walk this building, with one penny. One penny. Hallelujah. One penny. Amen. Amen. And if it's the money you got to have, God will give you the money. Isn't that right? Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, the 13th. I'm going to show you something Paul instructed us, and I don't believe it Paul. I believe it was Luke. Nobody knows sure who wrote the book. There's an in-house debate who wrote, say, Paul and some pay. Luke is Luke. You can tell by nature the type of writing he wrote it. The 13th chapter, starting with verse 15. Now notice this. Praise, worship, something's automatic every day. I hate it when I forget to pray, because when I do, other things start. And then next thing you know, I'm thinking all about carnals. I'm thinking about my problem, you know. Just as quick as you start quitting praising, then the devil tries to move in your head. How many have experienced? See, you got to understand, you're not yours anymore. Once you come born again, you get to Jesus. You're his. And with the devil, you're prime subject. And if he can get a hold of your tongue and get a hold of your thinking, and you start speaking all that trash out of your mouth, he's going to bring the undesired result into your own life. If you start thinking lack it'll be. Start saying out of your mouth, well, if I don't do this, this is the way it's going to be. No, shut your mouth. Here he instructs saints what to do. He said, verse 15, y'all got that? By him, therefore, let us offer the praise. There's days when you need sacrifice, praise. You don't feel like your body's, ugh. You know enough about God, that's not God. Ugh. That's not him. God is, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. And if you want to call a switch on them, on the devil, you start praising them. And all of a sudden, switcheroo. And all this stuff they're thinking about and all these felt so bad start fading away. You're not subject. You know, the Bible says we're made to live in heavenly places. We can live in heaven every day. We can live in the throne room by just lifting him up in praise. God has released such victory in the body of Christ that the church has failed to get the revelation over to the body of Christ about praise and worship. Because if you become a true worshiper, you give praise to God on a continuous basis, you will not be bound up on anything. That's powerful. But notice what Luke says here. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Underline that word, continually. What does that mean? All the time. All the time. You find out when you make a choice to do that and don't care about what other people think. There'd be people getting saved all over the place. There'd be people coming to your church. They'll be wanting to know about God. They'll be coming. You could be calling you on the phone. Why? Because where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. They feel the presence of liberty. Man, that guy is filled with God. I want some of that. Come over here and rub on me. I've had people. I want some of that. Amen. People had wanted to go under the shadow of Peter because the glory was on him so much. And when they did, they got healed. Amen. How many would like to walk in that kind of glory? You better count on it because it's going to happen. It's happening. It's coming. It's coming sooner than later. Because the time that we're living in the land of the last days. God's getting ready to wind this thing up and he wants to use you to do it. Amen. God has to use a man. Surely the Lord God would do nothing except revealeth all his secrets unto his servants, the prophet. And if any time we have prophets today, they're not acknowledged. But the church is slowly waking up to the fact that we're all prophets. We carry the glory of God within us. The Bible says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory be to Jesus! Hallelujah! And when that glory is released, people get set free. Amen? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! See, we don't have to go under the veil anymore. We don't have to worry about doing certain sacrifices in the flesh, killing bulls and calves and lambs and doing all that stuff to get to God. All we got to do is say, Jesus! We're there. Praise God. Everybody say, Jesus! Say, Jesus! Say, Jesus! Amen. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. You know when you please God, things happen. I tell you what, I've been waiting for this job to come through. In Jeff City, I woke up 2 days ago just praising God and dancing in the Lord trailer. And the other guys were looking at me like, man, this guy's got something, you know. And I was just praising God and hallelujah, you know. About noon, they called me up and that $8,000 job came through. Oh, I know God did that. I know he did. There was times when I didn't have the money to pay my help the day that it was due. And at the last hour, the last minute, God came forth with the money I needed to pay my help. I'm telling you, he never ceases to amaze. Now, you're going to get a few people that get angry and mad because they want their money right now. Of course, they needed it a week ago, or 2 weeks, or a month ago. And I understand it because I've been there, man. So I don't let it get to you. I say, Lord, just give them patience. Give them strength to have it to that other side. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Psalms 90. Psalms. I'm trying to get through this. Because some of you are going to get the Spirit on. You're going to want to praise God. Just do it. Give into it. You'll walk in a freedom of worship you never walked in. I don't care if you're home or grocery, just do it. I don't care where you're at. In a job. Do your job. But you can do your job and praise God all day long. I know, because I listen to Joe. And I see God move in his praise more than anything. Simple praise. You don't have to be some kind of theological freak. You know, all you got to do is love God. Everybody say after me, I choose to love God. Therefore, I will praise him all the day long. In the good times, especially in the bad times. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. You all got Psalms 92? Listen to this. It is a good thing to give thanks, verse 1, unto the Lord, and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High. You know what he means when he says the Most High? He's higher than everything you got going on in your life. He is the Most High God. There's other gods around, believe me. There's the God of alcohol. There's the God of pornography. There's the God of drugging. Drugging is nothing new. They've done that, you know, like Ecclesiastes says. There is no new sin. It's all been done centuries ago, amen? Just some of us get hung up on certain things, like ecstasy, painkillers. Marijuana is not the number one drug, you know? It's your prescription drugs. That's the number one problem in our nation. And you know why people lean on drugs? Because they lack God in their life. They're going through their psyche realm, the soulish realm, and try to experience something out-of-body experience. And it's actually their body doing it to them, getting them zing-zang-zoom. That's right. And it's a form of escape. And it's idolatry, because you're worshiping. Now you know why you did it, because you lack God in your life. And the more you fill God up in it, the more less you want to. I'm not saying everybody that goes to church doesn't do drugs. I got news. There's a lot of drugs. But you need to know the answer. You need to fill up with Jesus. Amen. God give you the most high experience you'll ever have. He is the most high God. You want a good high? Jesus is the highest high you can. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and praise to thy name most high, to show forth thy faith every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon psaltery. Now you're going to know why we play music. Amen. You know, we got churches that don't believe instruments. Are you kidding me? They must rip this out of their Bible. Hallelujah. Upon the harp with a solemn song. For the Lord has made me glad through thy work. Through what? His ability. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. You'll have victory in every area of your life when you allow God to move in your circumstance, and don't limit God. It's not God limiting you. It's you limiting God. And when it comes to your finances, when you begin to acknowledge God with your money, God is going to acknowledge your bills. Well, I just don't believe that, preacher. You just want my money. No, I don't want your money. You want God to have your money. I found out I couldn't pay my bills, man. It's not a pride thing. Yeah, I like to have an education making $200,000 a year, but I thank God I didn't before I found Jesus, or Jesus found me. I got to get that right. He wasn't what I was. I feel like I can preach all day, but I'm not. For the Lord has made me glad through thy work, and I will triumph in the works of thy hand. See where your victory is? Now notice. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand them. See, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. When the wicked spring as the grass, and all the work of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. In other words, don't look at the prosperity of the sinner. Because the Bible says they'll be cut off without remedy. All of a sudden you're there and you think they got all these new cars and all this fancy stuff. Next thing you know, they'll be calling you because they found out they got cancer. That's the time to get saved. Then the tithe will go into church and God will straighten them up. And some of them don't, and they just die and perish. I couldn't tell you how many movie stars that I've seen die before their time. Elvis said, I did it my way. Yeah, he did it his way. Cut it short at 42. I'm 61. My birthday, by the way, is October 7th. Thought I'd flash it. October 7th. Oh, yeah. I know you love me. You don't have to do anything for me. You do a lot for me just being here. So I can love on you some more. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.